This free program is paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a member, think about joining with us to help keep free speech alive.
You're not likely to in the next 5 minutes either.
And if you call in at 713-526-5738 and $50 on Fantastic Plastic, you might get to hear the story.
You will get to hear the story.
Not on air. We'll do it on the...
No.
We'll stick it in your ear directly.
We will stick it directly in your ear.
I'll tell you privately.
And have we...
I know. I have to let you know that you are listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Now broadcasting in high-definition radio.
Ooh.
Right.
Yay.
Now, right now you can be listening into the BBC. Not half as entertaining as we are, just a sexier accent. For more information about what you can find out on high-definition.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I always like a little English. Muffin, that is.
I was watching the BBC earlier. I love their Gladiators version.
Oh.
Oh. They don't have any, you know.
I don't know. I've never seen
it. Well, American Gladiator. Back when the original Gladiators, they had international ones as well.
Uh-huh. Oh, really?
Well, now that they brought back Gladiators.
Did they do it in the Greek style?
I think they did it the same way we did.
They've got a couple of cute young male gladiators on there,
mm-hmm.
on the British version. Oh. And in fact, one of them is coming to the States to be a pro wrestler.
Yeah. Really now?
Yes.
Yep. For
TNA.
Yep.
He's going to be, I think he's been called Marcus Brutus. He's
uh-huh. Marcus Brutus.
Uh-huh. But he's not a big bulky guy. He's just really cut.
He's a cute guy.
26. If you watch the British Gladiators, he's called Oblivion.
26? Uh-huh. That's a little old for you, isn't it?
Oh! All the single ladies.
After the stories I've heard, it is a little old for him.
Well, his age preference is like his phone number. The last four digits are 15, 16.
Well, holding me here, right here.
Oh,
woo!
I'm glad there's a wall between.
Here come the age jokes.
Well, let's just see which one of us was the two asking for someone for Cialis earlier today.
I've never tried it. I can't wait.
But you were waiting for his ex-wife to leave the room so he could deliver it.
Oh, no, she was right there.
Oh. Oh,
and the present wife was on the other end with him.
It's hard to shame him.
I'm shameless.
As we all know.
I'm shameless.
I had a sex change. Yeah. There's a lesbian we know by the name of Shameless.
Yeah. Oh.
God love her.
He's going to change to actually having sex is what his sex change is about.
Are you working at a prison now?
Oh, God. Stanley's last...
Because the last time I talked to her, she was working as a prison guard.
Stanley's last visit seemed like it.
All the single ladies.
Except there's a chance for a conjugal visit in the real.
Yeah, that's true.
All the single ladies do what?
It must be time for some music.
Oh, yes. And I've got our triple shot already queued up.
Oh, we have a triple shot of...
Sweat.
Sweat.
Sweating to the oldies.
Bitch, no.
Sweating to the oldies.
That would be me.
Sorry, I'll show him my age.
And that would be when he has the guy tied to the bed and won't let him up.
Which is the only way I can have sex lately.
Well, you know, he brings that extra padlock when he goes to the
You're talking about his date last night.
You're done. You can't get up.
Chris, don't
talk. Damn it, I'm not finished yet.
You were talking about his date from last night, though.
Yes. 713-526-5738. We're waiting to hear from you.
Starting off with Jeff Krasner, something that'll make you sweat. 110 in the shade. This is After Hours.
Oh my God!
After all these years.
She's just tired.
I beg your pardon. After all these years.
Beautiful.
life story when you only ask their name. They look at you intensely.
Yeah. drives me crazy. Tight beard, big chest. Oh yes, I must confess. These men, they drive me wild. No longer in denial. We all love who we must love. No one should be put on trial. Protest me when all we want is our partner's open hand. While you are dropping bombs in someone else's foreign land. I want to live in peace. I want to spread some love. So here we go and grab a piece of what I got in store.
Triple shot of things to make you sweaty.
Ooh, fun.
Jeff Krasner, just in himself, does. 110 in the Shade. And followed up with that was brand new music. And Jimmy trying to find a seat.
He usually doesn't have a problem with that.
Brand new music from Naked Highway.
Yes. Brand new, just in this week.
Wet Like Sweat.
Mm-hmm.
And for more information on that group, you can go to nakedhighway.com, myspace.com, Naked Highway, YouTube, Naked Highway.
They're everywhere.
Just, they're everywhere. And then we ended that up with Big Nug.
Ooh.
Sweat.
Sweat. And you're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Right here on good old KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 in Galveston. And on the World Wide Web at dubcubed.kpft.org. We are in the middle of our membership drive. Actually, we're on the tail end of our membership drive. And we haven't done so well during this
drive. We're on the tail end of the member?
After Hours has not done that well. I'd like to be able to end up with some respectable numbers. It would be nice.
Numbers would be nice.
Yeah.
We have
one pledge.
We're not talking about the club.
We do have one pledge. Actually, it's more than a pledge. It's actual cash.
Yeah.
So we do have that. Cash is great. So 713-526-5738. This is After Hours. We've been here for over 21 years bringing you queer life. 3 hours, 4 hours, however many hours we're on.
Five, six.
Yes.
Eight. Hell, we did 8.5 of one night.
We did one night. And wow. That was tough.
Yeah, especially since we did 5 hours of it straight.
Yeah. So to speak.
Well, we didn't tell people they were listening to queer music.
Well, no.
I didn't think you could do that.
Why not? If they can't
I'm talking about doing stuff straight.
Oh. Oh, no, we had to get all professional for that. That was when Hurricane Rita came through.
Yeah.
And Jimmy and I were on for 8.5 hours,
Something like that. 8.5, 9 hours.
You know that, we did the show.
I had just gotten back to Houston then.
This is community radio. Once you're here, you cannot leave until you are relieved.
Oh.
Yeah.
And
you have to keep going.
Well, the two shows that were following us at the time.
Damn, I've been living without being relieved a lot then.
So, like I said, that was actually an interesting night.
And that was.
Like I said, we did our after-hours show, and then after we did that, we continued on. We played the music out of the same boxes that we played music out of. But, you know, we just didn't. There was no pansy division in the last 5 hours, you know. There was no, none of the openly queer lyrics.
Pretty much not, yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Stryker was not during the second part of the show.
No, we didn't.
Oh, man.
No.
That's disappointing.
Actually, no, we might have. We may have played My Vida Loca.
Probably.
Which was the first one on his CD. But, you know, that's...
Well, that played on mainstream radio.
Not Jeff Stryker's version.
Oh.
No. It's very different.
But that's a different thing that we get with our show with After Hours, is the fact that we're not that sanitized for your protection version they've got over on, you know, the clear people.
Yeah.
Well, not very clear. The channel people, you know.
Gay light over,
you know, there. We're messy. We're sloppy. And we play the music that's...
Speak for yourself. I'm not sloppy at all. I clean up after myself.
We'll bring in your partner, Mr. Seconds, later. but now, what we give you is...
Now he just walked out the door, though.
We give you a different slice of life in the community. And, you know, we may not represent all of the queer community. That's why we bring in people who know it.
Yes, that's why we have guests. That's why we have different segments.
And that's why we throw down challenges to people and say, if you don't like it, give me a better idea.
That's right.
I'm still waiting.
Yes, I know. I know. We have segments that come and go. We've had segments that have been on the air for 15 or more years.
And then there's Jimmy.
And then, yeah. And throughout it all, there's me. Somewhere lurking.
Well, you're not exactly lurking. You're right out there for everybody to see, Jimmy. Come on!
Oh, yeah, yeah. I have the face for radio.
This is the longest I've seen him actually in studio.
Oh, stop. Before you, I had to be in the studio all the time.
Yeah, then I showed up, and I don't know. God knows where you end up. Yeah.
And now I'm here, so who knows what's going to happen.
I know. I've got lots of free time.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Watch out, guys.
Except. And this is it. We have regularly scheduled segments on 4 Saturdays a month. When we have a 5th Saturday, it's kind of free form. We
kinda
do a
like
lot
tonight.
More music. Because there's so much queer music out there. Music by openly gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender artists that you're not going to hear on any other station, but you hear it here.
Like I said, Erasure and Pansy Division are probably the closest you have to mainstream.
Yeah. And we were the first to bring you Pansy Division back in 1993.
That was back before they started hanging out with Green Day.
That's before, oh yeah. That's when all they had out was a cassette.
What's that, Daddy?
There's a lot of people out there that don't know what that is, Jimmy.
You really don't?
No, I'm just joking.
No, really, a lot of people don't.
When 12 inches of vinyl didn't mean a toy, it meant a record.
Yes. Oh.
There's a lot of people that really don't know what those are.
Yeah. And it was a couple of years later before they had anything out on CD. So we were playing them a long time, as well as Erasure, as well as
Romanowski and Phillips.
Yeah, all the earliest ones have been coming your way right from this station and this show, and we try to be as cutting edge as we can. For. You know, okay, we've got procrastination going on here, too. But We do bring you stuff that you're not going to hear anywhere else. And speaking of that, I have a gentleman sitting to my left.
Oh, my God.
And not that you're not going
to
hear it anywhere else, but this is another venue to hear it from. I have...
Hi, I'm Kevin. I'm with Starbucks over here in Montrose and Hawthorne.
Yes.
I'm here kind of tonight to see if I can rally some support for our silent auction coming up. This is done in honor of one of our favorite customers, Patrick Chez.
Mm-hmm.
And this is our fifth year going right now. We're still accepting donations of artwork, gift certificates from local business owners, or whatever you would like to provide that we can sell.
Now, when is this happening?
This is going to be March 6th.
March 6th. So that's 6th just a little over a month away.
Just over a month away. We're still accepting donations, like I said. And these donations can really be anything. Mm-hmm. Last year, we helped to raise $30,000.
Oh, my goodness.
We're really hoping just to be able to match that this year.
That's incredible.
Right. So
that's some big bucks.
It really is. It really is.
Patrick would be just so amazed at that.
Yes. I'm sure he would.
Yeah. He was a regular on this show.
Yes, he was. I believe Patrick was a regular everywhere.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. If there was a place, yeah, Patrick was there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's one of the things that really touched us about Patrick, was that he was such a friendly, open, and reachable person.
Mm-hmm.
He was there for everyone. He was a friend for everyone.
He was.
He really was. He was really such a sweet, sweet guy. And this, we couldn't think of a better way to honor someone that was so sweet.
So there are two ways that you can help.
There
you
are
can
two
donate
ways you can
artwork.
Donate artwork.
Or gift certificates.
Or gift certificates or whatever.
Things.
Or things. Your personal services. Professional services.
Yeah, well,
is.
Yeah.
And the best way is to come out on March 6th. And come and find some nice art. Get something nice for yourself.
So this is a one-day thing?
This is a one-day thing.
Okay.
All day long on
March 6th. Is it like an auction?
It's
or
a silent auction.
You oh, okay.
Come in and place your bids. Biddings begins at 6 in the morning and continues until 9 p.m.
Wow.
On the dot.
Okay.
So on the day of the 6th, come on up. Festivities start at 5 o'clock sharp. We will have live bands, massage therapist there on site.
Ooh,
just to
nice.
Help you relax.
Mm-hmm.
We also have one of our favorites, Merlin, doing tarot readings
uh-huh.
this year.
And fabulous coffee.
Absolutely fabulous coffee, 24 hours a day,
uh-huh.
or nearly 24 hours a day. So it's a really one-time event.
I know the last time you were here, I said I had a piece of artwork, and I still have it. I need to get it over to you, don't I?
Yes, that would be really appreciated.
So I can just take it over?
Just bring it right over to Starbucks in Montrose and Hawthorne. That's
mm-hmm.
3407 Montrose Boulevard.
Yeah.
Drop off any of your donations with any of our friendly staff there, and we will definitely... It's this quick entry form. Takes about a minute of your time to fill out.
Yeah.
And that'll help us get that much closer to our goal this year.
Good.
So
good.
We really appreciate your artwork.
And I'm happy. I'm really happy to promote this. This is wonderful.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
I'm pleased to be here.
I always like when you drop by.
Thank you. I'll try and drop by more often.
Okay. Okay. So what are we doing over there, guys?
We're getting some music put together. Hold on a second.
Oh, okay.
Ooh. Talk a little bit more.
Okay.
Not a problem.
Make it stretch.
Yes. Stretch it out.
No problem.
Can I stretch it for you?
Yeah, sure.
Jimmy's always good at stretching things.
That's what I've heard.
Whoa, he just plays right into this, doesn't he?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does.
I like that. Well, is it time for nude radio?
No, not this week.
Not this week. Damn.
Oh, so I should put my clothes back.
No, go ahead. Don't let me stop you. This is Membership Drive anyway. Yeah, we're taking it off for you. For your pleasure support, $50 on plastic. Kevin will take off a piece of clothing.
Sure, $50.
Sure, just, yeah. Anything 50 for $50 on plastic.
That's
I mean,
right.
Come on, Jimmy.
$50 for KPFC, yeah, okay. Well, I'll
I mean,
I'll do it.
I mean, first you were giving the Empress away for $50 on plastic. Now you're giving him away for $50.
Yeah, well, we didn't get any takers on her.
Coming to see you, Lisa.
Stopped him, didn't I? I still got it.
We're all going to burn for this.
Yeah.
We're all going to burn.
Yeah.
I think we're just about ready in here. What do you think, Chris?
But I'm really excited about this art thing that you've got.
I'm really excited about it as well. And I'm so excited that KPFT was the first people to know about this. This is where we broke the news.
Good.
And this is where we'll be continuing to break the news every
and
time.
And we'll be talking about it every week.
Thank you so
to promote
much.
It. Yeah. Thank you. This is very worthwhile.
Thank you.
And I know it's going to be a real effort to come up to that 30,000 this year because it's been so tough for people.
But
especially with the stock market and everything going on.
The closer we can get, the better.
You bet.
We just really want to help out. We're trying to do our part.
And doing it very well.
Thank you.
When you're in that league.
Thank you.
I mean, that's some major bucks.
From the years that we've been doing this, we've grown Starbucks from the AIDS Foundation's smallest corporate donor.
Mm-hmm.
So actually, we were last year's number one corporate donor.
Wow.
So,
versus
the spot, like, excluding their sponsors for the actual walk, which is Chevron, of course.
Sure.
So this is our big event.
Good.
We're really excited about this, and we really need the entire community support.
Okay, so folks, take out that artwork. I know somebody's got a Tom of Finland out there that they could donate, or a local artist, or a piece of statuary.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's all about art. It's all about services. It's all about gift certificates. It's all about making money.
Yes, yes.
And it's all for the community.
It's all for AIDS Foundation.
It's all for AIDS Foundation Houston and other local charities as well.
Mm-hmm.
Great.
So, AIDS Foundation is generous enough to share their funds with most.
They do.
So.
They do.
Yeah. And AIDS Foundation, I mean, that's a great charity. I've had family die, actual family
mm-hmm.
die from the disease itself.
Yeah.
It was a sad day. In fact, strangely enough, it was my first week when I was in Pensacola when I was still in the Navy.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was just a young lad back then. So.
Well, you're not too old.
I don't feel too young these days. But, of course, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we got a four-pack ready.
Okay. Okay, so that is at Starbucks on Montrose at Hawthorne. If you're in the Trows, you know where that is.
Yeah.
You know where that is. You probably know half the people who work there.
Probably. Right across the street from the Disco Kroger's and next door to the...
Yeah.
And in the same parking lot as Disco Berry Hill.
Yeah.
So...
Yeah. Especially on Sunday afternoons.
Especially on Sunday afternoons. You probably stumble through the parking lot on Sunday afternoons.
Oh, man. So drop it off and show up on the 6th and buy something.
Yes.
Even more. So what have you got for us?
We got a 4-pack of trannies.
Trannies. All right.
So, we ready?
We're ready.
All right.
I'm going to school you about some history. The tranny chocolate ice from Kentucky, B.C. They made the first lipstick from huckleberries. Tranny chocolate ice. They treat their kin and right. They're creatures of the night. M-M-M-M-M. Tranny troglodyte. They made the first bras from coconuts.
Coconuts.
Pompons woven into miniskirts to cover their butts. Certain, they are prehistoric sluts. Tranny troglodyte. Tranny troglodyte. They treat their cavemen right.
local handyman. He's just a little bright down because when you knocked, he thought you were the candyman. Don't get strung out by the way I look. Don't judge up what by yourself. For the night, or maybe a bite. I could show you my favorite obsession. I've been making a man with blonde hair and a tan, and he's good for relieving my tension. Just a sweet transvestite. To the lab and see what's on the slab. I see you shiver with
anticipation.
But maybe the rain is really to blame, so I'll remove the cause, but not the symptom.
Woo! Boy, that was a long pause there.
Sweet transvestite.
Don't forget, Rocky Horror Picture Show is coming. The play.
Yes.
Is coming to, God help us all, Pasadena.
Yes, woo! It is.
In October.
I might actually go down and watch that one.
Oh, me too.
Because I'll say this, and I'm probably one of the few in the group that can actually say this. I've never been to Rocky Horror.
You are one of a virgin.
He's a virgin.
Well, I didn't see it until.
I don't know.
When were we suspended?
I will have red lipstick when we take you.
I see.
That's
and it will. Be
I will not be going with you.
And it will go fine. Get any of the cast members. They're going to do it to you because one of us will be saying you're a virgin, and there will be a big red V on your forehead.
I will not be going. When any of y'all know that I'm going.
Oh, listen to this.
Wes?
You'll be going to a matinee or something.
I will go when none of you know that
there
I'm there.
There is no matinee.
Wes? What, you seem to forget I have connections there.
Yeah.
They won't recognize me.
Now, folks listening to that music,
there's a
theme. I
know
that song, but it sounded funny.
It was the punk rock version.
It was
version.
The punk rock version.
Punk rock, Rocky Horror, punk rock.
Hoboken, Apocalyptic Hoboken, or who is it? Apocalypse Hoboken?
Yeah, that's it.
What?
Apocalypse Hoboken.
Is the group.
Okay.
And before that, we had Odd Squad doing Queen for a Day.
Mm-hmm. Or no, Temptress. It's Temptress.
Oh, Temptress.
Odd Squad.
Okay, Odd Squad's the name of the CD.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I got confused the first time with that.
Yeah. And then before that, we had Jane Cunt. County,
yeah,
with transgendered rock and roll,
mm-hmm.
And the bar. But go ahead, Chris.
I don't know what the hell it is. Let me see the CD.
It's right here.
The what?
The Barbarella
Barbarella Tones?
Barbarella Tones.
Okay, yes. There we go.
With Tranny Troglodyte. Yes. New music.
New music. I kind of like that. It's
Did you that notice was an interesting one.
It's simple, but it's fun.
Did you notice a theme in that batch?
Transgender.
Kinda.
Yeah. Kinda, yeah.
Kinda, yeah.
It's the change we were talking about. Sex change.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is a great segue also.
Because
we got a letter in.
We got a letter from an MBB whose name shall go unmentioned.
Yeah, we'll skip over that part.
Yeah.
But he starts off with Mr. Carper, and we'll say, and the gang. Greetings from the joint.
Mr. Carper, he obviously doesn't know Jimmy that well.
Hey!
Missy.
Yeah, that too. The lady in pink. Greetings from the joint.
Hey!
I'm a 36-year-old TV, closeted, serving time on a drug offense and away from home, which is in Dallas, and I found your show on KPFT, and love it. I noticed that you have trannies on every few weeks, and was wondering if you could put me in touch with those girls.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure you get tons of prison letters asking the same thing, and I can assure you that I am what I say I am, and I am not looking for someone to send money or visit anything like that. I'm looking to network, that's all. I'll be home in the next 12 to 16 months, and I'm considering moving to Houston and want to be connected to my people if that does happen. Any input would be greatly appreciated. Love the show. Keep up the great work.
Well, I will say this. If you can... come to Houston. You would be better off in Houston than in Dallas, because the transgender community in Houston is huge, and it's also very well organized. So we even have a transgender center right here in the Montrose over on Fargo Street. So this would be the place.
And the girls that come to the show are...
And the girls that come to the show are great.
They're wonderful.
Every fourth Saturday.
So, last week?
Yeah. Every fourth Saturday is Transgender Night.
Are we going to have four Saturdays in February?
No.
I didn't think so.
There's only four.
There's four in February this week?
Okay. 28 days in February, so...
Louis weekend.
There's four of everything in February.
Exactly. So many thoughts just ran through my head on that.
Yeah.
I couldn't pick one.
Me. Yeah.
That's kind of scary.
Pick me.
I couldn't pick one. It was hard to come up with a good one.
Yeah, I see.
I didn't have my Chris moment going on.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sitting in his chair this time around.
Yeah, I noticed that. But my, how they move up.
Things are going up?
Maybe in a few. Don't look so surprised.
I'm not part of that conversation.
Why not? You could be.
No.
And you notice Chris isn't saying a word over here.
I know. He's so quiet.
Cookies. Oh, he's munching on cookies. That's
his excuse.
And finding new music.
He's getting his cookies over there.
His cookies and cream?
Yeah, something like that.
He has his cookies and he's eating them too.
We are going to talk about transgenders, but we first need to talk about fundraising.
Yes,
we do need to talk about fundraising seriously, because the show has not done that well. They have given us an opportunity to come on midnight for the next few weeks. For those of you who have tuned in at the regular time, we are, for the next few weeks at least, coming your way at midnight. Midnight to four.
Midnight to four for, what, at least 3-4 weeks?
I don't know. It's the show that was before us, there are actually two shows, they switched, have been canceled. So that time slot is kind of in limbo right now.
And if Vanessa was listening to the show earlier, we're in limbo now.
And we offer to fill the space, especially since it's membership drive.
Yes.
And it'd be better to have live radio
than no radio.
And than to have, a canned piece played.
Yeah.
You hate to play a CD of all the old same stuff there over and over again to try and get pledges.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh. And we do need those pledges.
We do.
Otherwise, we can't do stuff like we're doing tonight.
Exactly. Exactly. This is the fifth Saturday. It's free form. We do a lot more music. We have surprise guests who kind of just drop by.
ICOH.
Kevin from
Starbucks.
Starbucks. He's still here, as a matter of fact.
He's always a joy to have around.
He's a sweetie. If you have questions about that art show, give us a call, 713-526-5738. You can talk to Kevin or make a pledge.
Or both.
That's right.
Because maybe Kevin will get on the line and take a pledge for you.
There you go. That would be great. Ooh, that would be hot.
So if someone gives a sizable pledge, can I do a strip tease on the air?
Yes.
Sure.
Hey. Yes.
So there we go. Give a sizable pledge.
On plastic.
We take all forms of payment.
You have to get real you have to get real close to the speakers to be able to see it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up close and personal.
Tune in and we'll make your woofer go tweeter.
There you go.
I'll rub my chest against the mic.
Ooh.
And possibly other things.
Mm.
Careful now.
Oh, yeah.
God, remember what happened last time.
We have been on the air for 21 years bringing you this lunacy.
With a slight pause.
Yes.
For 1 month.
For a slight pause.
Yeah.
We have been bringing you queer life for 21 years. That's kind of what people...
And it's a great life.
Yeah. And I do have a little story.
A little
if
one?
If I can get through it.
A little story?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
All stories should be big or involve big.
It's actually big. I ran into a gentleman this past week.
Were you walking or were you driving?
I was sitting, and this gentleman came up because he recognized my voice. And he said, are you Jimmy from the radio? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, I'll say Joe. And Joe said, I've listened to you for quite a few years now, and I want you to know that you saved my life. And over the years, I've heard this from people who live in rural areas who thought they were the only ones. And I said, Well, thank you very much. And he said, no, you really saved my life one time. And I said, what do you mean? He said, well, I come from a family that is born again. And, you know, the Christian right religion was very big in my house growing up. And it caused a lot of problems for me. Especially when I, you know, was a teenager and I was coming out. And one night, I had taken some pills. And I was waiting for it to happen. And I tuned into the radio and there you were. And I heard your voice. And your voice was so full of life that I decided that I didn't want to go through with it. And I dialed 911.
Take a breath.
And we were both sitting there with tears in our eyes, and it just, you know, I feel like most of the time I'm just kind of this lucky gay guy that has the opportunity to come in here and do radio for 3 hours a week. And just bring queer life to people. But I forget sometimes how important it is to a lot of people who are listening out there.
Very much so.
We joke and we're having fun and, you know, we're being risque. And of course, we talk about serious things too, but I just sometimes forget how important the show is to a lot of people. And it's not the Jimmy Carter show, and it's not the Chris Harrison show. It's After Hours. It's the show for the community. And it should go on even without us, because it is very, very important to the community. And because it's so important, it deserves your support out there, you folks out there listening. It deserves your dollars. It deserves to stay on the air. And that's what it takes. In these days, I mean, we've got bills to pay here. The electric company doesn't say, oh, well, you're KPFT, you can have free electricity. No, it doesn't work that way. We've got bills, we've got salaries for a small staff, and it takes the dollars coming in to keep this radio station going. And to keep the show going, it takes your continued support at 713-526-5738. Takes your continued support to keep this show going.
It's $150 for you to keep this station running. And, you know, that's mainly for the lights on in the building here. It's for the transmitter. It's for the antennas. You know, we run off of a staff of, like, 8 people here, paid staff. And your pledge of support is the main thing that tells management that there's people out there listening. And we don't subscribe to Arbitron.
Can't afford it.
Yeah. We dumpster dive over at Clear Channel and after the reports come out and hope to find a copy.
You know, this is bare bones radio here. At one time we did, and we found out that in our time slot, not only were we the number 7 show in Houston.
That's pretty impressive.
We had 20,000 listeners.
Wow.
20,000 people listen to this show every week.
That's fantastic.
That is fantastic.
And listening to our dulcet tones.
With that much listenership, we should be supported. The phone should be ringing off the wall right now.
With that many people,
713-526-5738.
And that's not including what we consider our two biggest parts of the community that we go to, which is the queer questioning youth that are sitting at home, sometimes physically in a closet, listening to this show.
Wondering if they're by themselves.
Because, you know, radio is special. We, for $1.50, you can go into, let's make it $2. You go into a dollar store, and you can walk out with KPFT. Mm-hmm. You can get a radio, FM transmitter, and a 4-pack of batteries.
There you go.
And you've got radio. Not everyone has logo. Not everyone who gets logo wants to see logo.
Yeah.
And some of the youth, you know, your parents are watching what's on the internet. And you type in gay and a big screen's going to come up and say, no, you went somewhere naughty, we're telling your mommy. But here's a chance that a small radio that someone can listen to and hear this part of community and understand that they're not different. They're not unusual, you know. They deserve love and respect and life. And that's what we're about here. I do have to stop and say, you're listening to After Hours, Queer Radio with Attitude on listener-sponsored commercial-free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. And we're also here for the MBBs.
Mm-hmm. Our men behind bars.
People who are in jail, who either went into it already knowing who they were, people who may have been thrust into homosexuality, not by choice,
situational
homosexuality, and are now questioning, you know, yes, it was rape, but, you know, is it who I really am?
Lots of straight men go into prison and come out bisexuals.
Or as our one listener, you know, transvestite or transgendered heading in, that are in the prison system.
Mm-hmm.
These are people who can't put in for their pledge of support, can't contact us as readily.
as on a one-to-one basis on the phone that you, the listeners, are out there in the free world can. And other shows, you know, they talk about the fact with KPFT, every listener that pledges their support, you're carrying, I think it's 16 listeners who aren't contributing.
Mm-hmm.
On our show, there's a couple extra. Mm-hmm. And so, whether you love what you hear on this show each and every week, or whether you hate it, which or somewhere in between that you fall.
Oh, God, there's weeks I hate it.
Oh. Jeez, I believe I ranted a little a couple weeks ago.
Yes.
I think you did.
Yeah. But the fact is this. We need an opportunity to give this voice out to the people, out to the community that doesn't have that choice. You know, I talked with someone last week who's trying to get a GSA started up in his high school.
Mm-hmm.
And is running into the roadblocks of that. And I told him, I said, well, you know, come here, we can get you introduced to some people who could help you with that. For those of you who don't know what GSA, it's a Gay Straight Alliance.
Mm-hmm.
I've started one. That's no fun.
Yeah.
Once you get there, awesome.
But getting there.
Getting there is half the battle.
Yeah.
But you have to consider that, you know, we've come a long way. We have come a long way. And it doesn't matter how many Emmys Ellen gets. It doesn't matter that Logo starts actually putting on queer programming, original programming, and quit showing Debs. It doesn't matter that, you know, Iceland is about to have a lesbian prime minister.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that exciting?
It doesn't matter that Wheel of Fortune, the guy who won the grand prize round, introduced his husband, his fiance, actually, in the audience.
Fiance.
And at the end, they had a...
That's
hugged.
Pretty good, considering Pat Sajak is kind of in with the Christian right.
So, you know, it doesn't matter what, you know, every good step that we've taken so far, just look at Prop 8.
Mm-hmm.
Look at the campaign that's going on in Portland right now of, because of a gay mayor who's having to, for some reason, coming out saying that, yeah, I met this guy when he was 17. But we didn't do anything until he was 18. And, you know, no one's buying that line. But there's talk of having him resign because of... And unfortunately, the laws in this in Washington State is 18.
Mm-hmm.
Not like, it's like you can, you know, fudge it here in Texas where it's 17. We get those steps back every so once in a while.
Sure we do.
You know. But it's how we have to persevere with it. You know, yay, Gene Robertson gave got to give us an opening address that they didn't broadcast on HBO. But then you had Rick Warren come on the big show.
Mm.
You know, it's little steps forward, and that's what we try and be, is a little step forward. So it's 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or you can go to the web at kpft.org and place your pledge of support. For this show.
September 6, 1987, this show came on the air. And it was, the original producer was a man by the name of Buddy Johnston. He was a dispatcher for HPD and closeted. The very first show, he was still in the closet. He was sure that as soon as he opened the mic, the police were going to come pounding down the door and raid the place and carry him off. He had made promotions for the show that they played for weeks earlier, never mentioning that it was a gay show. Just mentioning that a new show was coming from the heart of the Montrose. That's all it said. In fact, it was 10 to 15 minutes into the show before the gay word was even said. And it wasn't by him. He had a tape
of a couple of guys from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard. And they said, hi, we're so-and-so from the Gay and Lesbian Switchboard, and we're listening to After Hours. That was the first time the word gay was used on the show. And after he played that little piece, he turned to the woman who was his guest and said, well, there we are. Even he was closeted back then. And the whole focus of the show was come out of the closet. That was the whole focus. He played Harvey Milk constantly. It was all come out of the closet. Because hardly anybody was out.
And what a great way to come out. What a great way to come out.
Yes. Yes. And look how far, look where this show has gone. Now there's hardly anybody involved with the show who's in the closet.
Yeah. Well,
I work in Tomball. They just don't have a clue.
They can't have a clue. I mean, because
I've seen
what you do there, the comments you make. They've got to be idiots.
And they've all seen a picture of me dressed as a nun.
Hello. And they don't get it?
That brought was out a Halloween costume.
Brought out your habit, did you?
Oh, I showed them a picture.
Well, it was in February.
It was a Halloween costume. And that's all that's going to be said about it.
I mean, it's something I haven't said, but, you know, dealing with the fact of, you know, I work in Tomball, and yes, I am a little more closeted than I have been in the past. I mean, I know one place where I worked, you know, I started working there, and next thing I know, my picture's in the front page of the Chronicle Metropolitan section, so it was hard to be out. Mm-hmm. It's hard to be in the closet when you're...
That's right.
You get that kind of exposure. Yeah.
But even the most... we were talked about this a couple of years ago. Even the most out people you know have an aunt or something they're not out to yet because, oh, you know, old Aunt Hilda is, you know, 87 and it would kill her if she knew.
Inheritance. I mean,
yeah, I got a feeling my grandmother... doesn't know. They probably have kept that from her.
Yeah.
And I always used them before. I said, you know, I've got two grandmothers, and God help the last one to go because I'm bringing a date to the funeral. And I've only got one left. But yeah, and I tease about my uncle who had to, you know, who went online to find a woman he's dating, and she had to come from halfway across the country. Ooh. And actually all the way across the country. And you know, I've joked with my parents. I said, you know, it's very strange. You know, the little pissant town that they're from, I can check the personal ads in there, and you know, I can get something within, you know, a 30-minute drive. You know,
but the beginnings of the show were about coming out, and at that time, none of us thought we would ever even face in our lifetime the prospect of same-sex marriage.
Yeah.
That wasn't even a dream. We were just wanting people to come out. We were just wanting people to be able to hold hands, to be able
to be
walk down the street together.
To go outside and not get their head caved in,
yes,
with a 2x4.
We were wanting maybe our gay bars not to be painted black with a small sign in front, if any sign at all. We just wanted to be citizens.
We wanted to be left alone.
And here we are. Who would have thought?
And we're all proud about it.
Yeah.
Because I can honestly say, like for myself, and this probably wouldn't have happened 10 years ago, 15 years ago, but I work at a company now where not only am I out, and everybody there knows that I'm gay, but I've taken a partner to the company Christmas party and enjoyed the entire party, held hands with them at the party.
That would have been unheard of.
And I'm not the only one that works for the company that is openly gay. We have several people that are. And everybody knows, and they don't care. I've worked for a couple other companies that way. I worked for a gay company in Florida when I lived there.
Mm-hmm.
enjoyed many, many different things. Like, Chris, I've been in the paper. When I was in Florida, I was part of the gay chorus down there.
Mm-hmm.
Had my picture in the paper several times. I was known in the community, if not exact, I mean, not known famously, but I was known because I was in the paper. I was part of the chorus. People knew the chorus. Came to our shows.
Yeah.
We had sellout crowds every show we had. And it's just, it's great to be able to be out there and be proud about who I am. There's not a member of my family that doesn't know. Maybe before I moved back to Texas, there were a few that didn't, but if they didn't know then, they know now.
Hmm.
I mean, most of them probably don't talk about it, but they know.
They know, and that's important.
And the main thing to me is, if you don't like it, shut up. Because I'm still going to be me. I'm going to do what I'm going to do. If you don't like it, don't come to my house. I won't come to yours.
And that's what we were hoping for all those many years ago. In fact, all those many years ago, the gay activists in the community, the people who were out, it was a small community. We all knew each other.
Mm-hmm.
And so our pictures were in the paper all the time because there were so many other people behind the scenes who were still closeted who couldn't have their picture in the paper.
So y'all were
nowadays, I don't even know half the activists. I went to a marriage protest.
Were you for it or against it?
Stop. Just a couple of months ago, and Judy and I got there, and I thought, okay, we're going to see the same old faces that we always see. There were a couple hundred people there, and I only knew a handful.
Oh,
and
wow.
I thought that was the best thing ever.
That is great.
That is great.
It just shows how many people are out there that care.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And you know what's great is our faces may not be known to everybody out there that's listening to us. Our voices are known.
Yeah.
And we really need to keep our voices known.
And the way to do that...
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Or kpft.org if you can't call in.
Mm-hmm.
If you're out in the Troves and you just got out of the bars and you want to go, we still have two tickets there for Greece.
Oh, yeah. That's right. That's right. You have to come by the station and pick them up, though.
Because tomorrow's the last performance.
Yeah.
So make your donation. Come over. We'll give you the tickets.
Yep.
You can see Danny flapping the breeze there.
Chris really enjoyed that part. He's still living that memory.
Ooh.
Yeah, the twisted part is walking around work all week, and all of a sudden starts singing, "We're going together like Shyamalan."
I don't know what they're talking about.
It's a song in Greece.
Okay.
You never saw Greece, did you?
No.
Somebody get him that DVD. This man needs to see Greece.
And me and Jimmy will stay ignorant together.
Thank you.
It was a great movie.
Oh.
It was great. John Travolta.
Uh-huh.
That was Travolta,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I know.
Back and before he got warped.
Olivia Neutron Bomb.
I love you, Jimmy.
And we need you to show your love. 713-526-5738. You know, we normally don't do it this way. Normally we just...
Yeah, normally we just open up the show and say, hey, it's membership drive, you know, call in with your pledge of support, and we can go on with the show. But the phones have not been ringing tonight.
Yeah, we understand that times are tough.
I know it's late.
They
I
really
know
are.
It's Super Bowl tomorrow for most
well,
of
that
the...
Well, that only gives an excuse to the lesbians.
Most of the world, you know, really cares about that. I couldn't care less.
I agree with you on that one.
I'll be watching old movies or...
I'll be hanging out with Sean, watching a few movies.
Yeah.
We've been doing that all weekend. We've had a great time.
Hmm.
You know, and we do need larger donations, but $5, $10,
yeah.
It's still something.
We have one donation so far, and it's very modest. So, we're not going to zero out, but...
Yeah. And knowing the person who gave that pledge, the word modest really doesn't...
No. That person has no modesty.
Since the last time I issued a challenge, it seemed to work. It kind of worked then. So let me try it again. Here's the challenge, everyone.
Oh boy,
I'm issuing a queer as a $3 bill challenge.
Oh.
Uh oh.
$3 a month.
Oh.
$3 a month is $36 for the year. That yeah. gives you basic membership
yep.
here at KPFT.
Sure.
So that's call it. I mean,
that's a little more than 9 cents a day.
Yeah. And, you know, what are you going to do? Send it this to Sally Struthers or Susan Sarandon? They ain't going to help.
Nah.
They ain't going to help. They're not going to chase a fly off. $3 a month here at KPFT. Less for the cost of that penicillin you're getting over at Walgreens.
Well, that's, you know, that's isn't that about what you pay for a coffee?
Well, a little less than Starbucks coffee.
See?
Yeah, yeah. So, happy hour pricing at the
skip
bar.
Skip over the cheeseburger at McDonald's one day.
Yeah.
That's less than half what I pay when I get Starbucks anyway.
So, the call in for the Queer as a $3 Bill special.
Mm-hmm.
So, we want either that one, or you can go for the cocktails for KPFT, which is give up one...
Oh, cocktail.
Cocktail, not cock and tail. Uh-huh. One cocktail, that's a $5 drink mm-hmm. every month. Mm-hmm. Your liver will thank you.
Yes.
That's a $60 pledge here.
There you go.
And we've got t-shirts at the higher levels there.
Yeah, we do.
We've got
all kinds
mugs,
of yummy gifts bags. That they've got.
Yeah, there's the big
green bag.
The big green tote bags for hauling around your groceries and that.
You put enough on plastic, I'll dig up something to give you.
For enough on plastic, we're offering the official life-size Judy doll.
What?
That's right. Delivered to your home. On $1,000 flat on plastic, the life-size Judy doll.
With her own couch.
I do not want to know where he's getting this.
Does she have her own couch to go with it?
Oh, my God. I'm thinking Judy Garland.
Hopefully some old queen will think the same thing.
You didn't catch that
I did not catch that.
Somebody
and everybody else in the room did.
Oh, yes.
For $500, you get Judy's pussy. But for $1,000, you get the life-size Judy
I
doll.
I love her cat. She's got a very sweet cat by the name of Dewey.
Dewey?
Her pussy is Dewey.
And
Dewey,
the prosecution
Dewey, Dewey?
Rests.
Yes.
I would have thought it hers. It would have been more dry. Opie.
Well, she is 58.
Oh,
you told her real age.
Yeah.
She's going to hurt you later. You know
yeah,
that, right?
I know. I know.
She's probably listening. She's probably plotting her revenge right now.
713-526-5738.
She's probably changing the locks on the...
No, that'll screw everybody off because everyone's got the same keys.
Can we offer me as like an auction?
Yeah.
Can we do that?
Sure.
I'll go on a date with someone, you know, for $100 plus.
Wow, he's hot and easy.
Yeah.
Well, we knew that part already.
Hey.
About the hot part or the
now,
easy
wait a minute,
part?
Wait. Oh. You know, I was putting my head down.
Yes.
Going, oh my God, where is he going with this?
A date. He didn't say anything.
You know, I just, and then all of a sudden it hit me.
Dinner in a movie.
How much different is that for $2,000 with Amy Goodman? So why not?
For $2,000, you get a date with Amy Goodman?
You and a friend get to watch Democracy Now, which means you got to get your happy ass up at 8 o'clock in the morning. And then...
And you have to go to New York
then
to
they
do
take
this.
It. Yeah. No expenses paid. And then you go out to dinner with her.
Oh.
So, you know... If we can whore Amy Goodman out for $2,000...
thanks, now we're whoring me out.
Well, you offered.
No,
with Amy Goodman,
date,
you, you
as
get...
an escort.
With Amy Goodman, you get entertainment and dinner.
I think I'm entertaining.
Can you offer entertainment and dinner?
Well, my hair changes and I do know how to cook, so... My hair is at least entertaining.
But we like your hair.
I know, but it's entertaining. It changes every week.
Well, at least once a month.
Well,
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
And KPFT.org.
Yes.
Those that can't get to a phone.
For $100, you get to pick what hair color Mikey goes to next.
Oh, that's
yes.
True. Ooh.
It is time for the new hair color.
Okay, yeah, this fabulous blue right
for
now.
Date, $50, I'll change my hair. Whatever you want.
Oh.
And Mikey's had some interesting hair colors.
Yes,
oh, yeah.
Yes.
I'll do anything.
He's had
with
he's,
my hair.
He's had the cat stripes.
Mm-hmm. I had tiger stripes. I went all black for Halloween because it matched my outfit.
Yeah.
Now he's platinum blonde with a blue spot.
I went magenta.
Yes.
And then I went. Well, it kind of looked like a bubblegum ice cream because I tried to bleach out the magenta and it didn't work.
Oh.
And so I had, like, these bubblegum splotches in it. And then I bleached it all the way out. Now I have a blue spot in the front.
It's I would call that, that's a London blue.
Yes.
London blue. I have a London blue sapphire. So
That's a new one. I don't think we've heard that one.
It sort of looks like a snow cone right now where they just drizzled, you know, the syrup right on the front.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Airplane toilet water.
No, it's not.
I still like the Smurf.
That has too much green in it.
I still think he had a Smurf squished on his head.
He got a facial from a Smurf.
It went good.
La, 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 la.
713-526-5738.
$50, I'll change
we
my
We have
hair.
All kinds of premiums. I mean, something for everyone here. Almost.
For the love of God, call!
We want to be able to show management that this is a show that's worth keeping. And maybe keeping at a different time slot. Who knows?
Or so maybe the same time slot we're in tonight.
We've got some pledges of support to do that. We have had some wonderful listeners in the past couple of weeks who have pledged support. Now it's your turn. 713-526-5738.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Yes, we have an hour and a half left.
So let's hear those phone rings.
Yes. We need to hear them ringing.
And it's such a long, hard hour.
The rest of the gang sitting out there waiting to pick up phone and talk to you guys.
You're driving home.
You can talk to all of your favorite voices.
Pick up that cell phone and call us.
We got Ozzy out there. I know he's great to talk to.
Oh, yeah.
He's talked to several of our listeners already.
Mm-hmm.
I know Sean's standing by to talk to a few people.
Talk to Sean. He's the most famous of our group. He's done more for the show in the past couple of years than we would ever want to talk about.
Yeah, that's right.
And that we can no longer talk about.
Yes, that too. And if you want to talk to Merlin, I know Merlin's sitting out there also.
You bet he is.
Yes. And Robert's out there also tonight too.
713-526-5738.
And several others from the crew are here. Virgin's here.
Some of our
regular. No one wants to talk to Virgin.
I don't want to talk to Virgin.
Lots of people.
Someone
like
wants to talk to Virgin.
Even the voices in Virgin's head don't want to talk to Virgin.
Stop.
But we have a great crew. The guys you hear on Roundtable every week, they're sitting out there waiting to talk to you guys.
Yep.
Call in.
As soon as we hear from you, we'll be able to do a roundtable.
And we can. And
we're going daytime old school on you here.
Yep.
I've got music cued.
Yep.
But we can't do it until we hear from you. 713.
We want to talk about transgenders. We want to talk about. We want to have the roundtable. We want to play some music.
But I got queer cowboy music cued up.
Oh.
Yahoo! Oh, you went all country on us.
We need to hear from you. 713-526-5738.
713-JAM-KPFT.
If I got any more desperate for music, I'd be putting on lesbian music.
Uh-oh.
When Chris says he's going to put on lesbian music, you
I
know
almost
he's
went
desperate.
To go watch lesbian music tonight.
Do we have any Melissa Ferrick?
Yes, we do.
Yay.
Maybe we'll put some of that on for you later, Mikey.
There was a lesbian performance down at Club Eden, which I wish we would have known about earlier that I could have felt promote.
Yes. Who was that?
I don't recall.
Do we know anybody at Eden and Adam down there?
No.
We need to find...
I forget what name it is. I sent you the email link. I don't know who it
is. I know.
We need to find somebody
down
there.
But I've slept since then.
But that's the sort of thing that we like to... You know, we love promoting that sort of stuff when we know ahead of time that we can tell you about something like that of a nationally known lesbian artist performing here in the Houston area. Sadly, we didn't know ahead of time.
I know. And that's another sad thing about this community. We do not have a weekly newspaper anymore. So we don't... It's hard to get the word out.
We are the weekly newspaper now.
We are. We have doing our best to fill that spot. But
it's so hard. We're doing a pretty good job.
But it's so hard to get rolled up and banged up against your screen door this early in the morning.
I don't know about you, but I don't have a screen door. I have a screen on my window.
I was going to say, never mind. I'm not going to go there.
We can roll Mikey up.
I made Jimmy speechless.
We can roll Mikey up. Probably should even
change. That's $200 on plastic.
Oh, my.
If only I hadn't paid my rent today.
See?
What's rent?
It's that thing that allows me to have a roof over my head.
The surprise that happens to you at the end of the month.
Is that thing that I have other people pay for me?
That's the one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That
surprise at the end of the month, I thought that was a period.
I thought that was the middle of the month.
That depends.
That's everywhere in the
month.
That's
every 28 days.
Yeah.
So, you know, it comes and goes.
How do we know about periods for?
We have sisters. We have mothers. We have, yeah.
Hey, that's one thing I say.
Gay men. We know about women's things.
Yes, but if you want to be proud to be a gay man, realize there's... Well, actually, I can't say that. You don't have that box of feminine hygiene products under the...
See? 713-526-5738.
I used to keep them because all of my friends were all one big group, and, you know, they get on the cycles.
Oh, yeah. And
it's creepy.
Yeah, it is.
How they do that, I don't know.
Did you join them on that cycle?
Nair. Do I look like I bleed for a week out of the month? Nair.
No.
Hey, I had...
We can help out with that.
Someone already did, thanks.
I had a bunch of female coworkers one time making the comment that they couldn't handle, you know, working for a man. And I go, look at me. I am swimming in a sea of estrogen here.
Yes.
I'm already going on cycles just because of you women. And some people would honestly say I act premenstrual sometimes.
Well, Merlin's here, and he needs to tell you why you need to call 713-526-5738.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Hello.
Well, there's a very simple reason. Because this show's important to us. And it's important to a lot of our listeners.
How is it important to you?
How's it important to me? It's kept me alive. It's one of those things. I mean, I started doing this show at a point in my life where my life had gone to Hades in a handbasket, I first came here when I was at the tail end of a lot of misery in my life.
How long has that been, Merlin?
And it was at the end of the relationship from hell. And a friend of mine introduced me to this place, and I stayed. And part of the healing process for me was being here, was being part of this group, being, you know, where I could feel normal, you know? And that's saying something.
Normal's a relative term around here.
Normal is not a state of mind.
Why are you poking me?
Normal is a city in Illinois.
Because I don't believe you normal. I believe you a unicorn.
But anyway, I mean, I don't really know where my head would be at if I hadn't had a place to be and a place to share stuff with people. And, you know, this was one of the places I told my story on the air, you know. And I vividly remember being one of those people who, before I came here, was one of those people who was spinning through the dial and going, did somebody just say gay? And I stopped cold, and there was this show called After Hours. And I was like, and there was this incredibly queeny voice. And it was Jimmy. And somebody else, who's now long since moved on to other things. And it's just, this place is important to me. This place is where a lot of people still, for all the stuff that's out there, for all the technology that's out there, there are still people who, for one reason or another, rely on something like this to hear some aspect of themselves reflected back at them.
And there's a lot of aspects out there.
Huh?
There's a lot of aspects out there that need to be reflected.
I mean,
we cover a lot.
You know, we have, without a doubt, an odd and interesting assortment of people.
We do.
Who, you know, here in the studio.
And listener-wide.
Oh, yeah.
We cover a lot of the spectrum.
Yeah.
You know, our listeners are a very, you know, varied group of people.
A lot of straight people.
And yay for the straight people who listen to the show.
You bet.
And they're out there because, you know, insomniac Republicans, after they've ran out of their Chardonnay, are looking for something live and talk. Mm-hmm. And, you know,
they just listen to
I'm as big as Rush. I just don't have the OxyContin budget.
I wanted to make a comment last week, except it was kind of inappropriate because it was all sentimental and everything. And we were talking about why we come here, why we share, why we are. And I really wanted to just say I come here because I'm an insomniac and I have nothing better to do and this is free. But,
we know better, though.
And at least you don't use up a parking space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He parks by the fence.
Exactly. It's not a parking space. But in all honesty, we come here and we give so much. We give our hearts. We give our stories. We give our opinions. Whether you want any of those things, all of them or none. You know, it'd be nice for y'all to give a little bit back.
And the thing is this, everyone you hear on this show, unless you, God forbid, hear Ernesto pop in here, or Dwayne, we're unpaid.
Yeah, it's all volunteer.
We're all volunteer.
We are real live queers.
We do this because we want to.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a good portion of you that are on the show here that could easily walk to the station.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know, if their car was down.
We're all amateurs.
I come out from Willowbrook. Tonight, this was my activity in the queer community. I used to have other activities I did.
Mm-hmm.
That was my full Saturday night of Q Patrol, followed mm-hmm. by the radio show. And I've been here 12, 13 years. We don't know.
They'll
have to cut me in half and count the rings.
But you've lost a few of those rings, right?
Yeah. But the fact is that, like I said, I come in from West.
I come in from Spring.
Ooh.
And this is part of our community involvement because it's a part of it, you know. Like I said, I'm not out at work. I don't have anyone to talk to in person to interact with my community. And I do take it as part of my community.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the internet is great for meeting people.
But you know what? Hear the voice.
Yeah. Well, you can. You hook up a microphone. You can hear. You can talk on the internet.
Technology's amazing, Jimmy.
You can't. But you know
you should
what?
Be saying that to Merlin too.
But they're just saying, "Ooh, daddy, give it to me." You know.
But you know, there
not
is
not always.
You know, there's only so much you can do in the community talking with somebody, especially if they're not familiar with where you're at or where mm-hmm. you're going and all that. You know, I'm chatting with someone in Alaska who's not out, who has no community up there to be a part of. And to use references of gay culture, of gay life, or even what I would consider average life, they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, chatting with other people from across the country, around the world, you don't get that experience of what culture and what community can be. You know, you're having a dialogue with one person. And even if you keep it on, God forbid, a straight, boring, no pervert, no cam to cam type talk with somebody, and just find out what they're going on with, it's nothing like the interaction of another person.
It's
nothing like that one to one.
Yeah.
Or one to two. You know,
or in this case, 1-6.
Yeah. I've always said, you know, three ways are great, but I'm tired of having Yahoo involved. It's that interaction that you need with community. And whether it's coming down and just, you know, I used to come down to the bars and sit and watch. Back when I first started coming out to the bars here in the community, I would sit usually at the back bar at JR's and just watch. Just watch the show around me.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about a professional drag show or even an amateur drag show.
Just,
or a karaoke.
Just the people interacting.
Just interacting. I had a great relationship with the one bartender of just talking. That was my interaction with the community because I was not sure about being a part of it. And slowly it's changed over the years and I feel more comfortable with it, that I can be a part of it and show more of what I do with the community. I'm doing more community involvement. And it's a big change to come from that, to be that scared, timid, fat guy out in suburbia, to, you know, show up here one night with a Kroger handmade sandwich that I made myself in one hand, drunk off my ass, waving money to this show.
And I slap him on the air.
Roy slapped me on the air, so God help him.
Yeah.
And to being more of what this community is.
Yeah.
To being a voice. And like I said, you don't have to agree with everything I say or anyone else says here. If you agree with everything you hear coming out of that speaker on your radio,
God help you.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't agree with the a lot of the programming.
Yeah, I know.
On here, and I'll be flat honest with you. I'll sit there and eat a cheeseburger while watching an execution any day of the week.
Ooh.
So
hello, Caligula.
I remember
I watched that.
But no, I don't agree with everything I hear on the station. But I agree with the fact that it has to be said. Mm-hmm. We have to be able to have a venue to say it. And like I said, you know, for $2, you can walk into a dollar store and come out with a radio.
Mm-hmm.
You think you're going to hear any sort of queer positive programming on regular television? Just wait a couple hours. You'll see on TV, it's all going to be televangelists. Mm-hmm. They're not going to say anything positive about us.
No.
If they say anything about us at all.
Yeah.
Oh, they'll say something.
They'll occasionally say something about when they're not doing something in the back room. Hi, Ted. I mean, that's another story. Now there's another person who's coming forward saying that he got hush money there for having sex with Ted Haggard. He was 20 at the time. And from the video I saw, I believe he was gay before Ted got his hands on him. That's just my opinion.
Saying he's well practiced?
Yeah.
My
computer monitor had a little flame coming out of it.
He had fallen off the radar. Why did they let him back on?
No, not a JR Twink. Well, he got a deal to tell his story on HBO. And so once he started, he was starting to promote that, and then this guy came out of the woodwork saying, hey, you know, they paid me hush money. In fact, here's the confidentiality agreement that I signed
for
$180,000. To keep my mouth shut after I didn't keep my mouth shut, so to speak.
I look at that story and I wonder, okay, he'd already had one person knock him off the pedestal, and you know, it's a long way down when you go from mega church to
massage table,
okay,
yeah,
and so. I saw that report the other night, and I'm like, why did another person have to come out? He was already about as far down as he was,
think what it was is,
And somebody else had to come and say more stuff.
Well, what it probably was about is, and I didn't listen to the whole interview, but what it probably comes down to is the fact that because Ted Haggard agreed to do the HBO special, and it was from his perspective, there was probably a heavy leaning on the fact that he was the victim. You know, there was probably trying to push as much, you know, put as much spin onto it as much that he was the victim of circumstances. And so this guy, you know, basically went and said, you know, we're on a church retreat, and he asked me if we got to go out and buy gay porn so we can masturbate.
God, there's not that much spin in the axis of this planet.
Well, you know, they're trying. Yeah, you know, the cyclone that was the last administration is shows you how to try and get spin out of it.
Anyhow.
But I love the fact that when I saw the report on YouTube there, they bleeped the second half of masturbate.
What?
It was master beep.
Oh, please.
There's such
kind of sounds the same anyway.
No. But,
it does.
True.
But it's one thing with, the, you know, that we can have this dialogue.
Yeah.
And we can have a discussion. You know, when we go to the round table and we talk about some of the weird stuff, you know, that's out there.
That you find on Tolo Road and stuff?
Yeah. You know, let's see, like stuff like, you know, Daniel Radcliffe says, yes, I'm a fag hag.
Why couldn't he just be the first part?
Yeah.
I agree with that.
He could have skipped the hag part altogether.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah. Let's see, what other stuff there? The Portland mayor, you know, a new promo for...
Whose fag hag is he?
all fags. You know, it's basically because, you know, all gay men want him.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, stuff like in reality show news, Soul Force founder Mike White and his son are going to be competing on The Amazing Race as a couple.
As a couple of what?
As a gay man and a bisexual man.
Oh.
Oh, that's so really?
You know, that sort of stuff that you find here. You know, the AFA wanted to go against boycotting Pepsi because of that commercial we played for you last week.
Mm-hmm.
Not our fault. You know, what happened last week, only the Pepsi commercial, you know, the Pepsi commercial AFA, that's not our fault. We're responsible for other things.
That was a cute commercial, though, too. I thought it was cute. I liked it.
Whoopi Goldberg mocks banned PETA ad to demonstrate sex with broccoli.
I don't want to know how that's possible at all.
No.
I just don't.
No.
Chopping broccoli.
You're pretty weird, but that's...
I draw the line at interspecies.
Well, you know, you look enough videos, I've seen carrots, I've seen bananas, I've seen zucchini.
Pinky is using butter.
We had that one story about the potato.
Oh, yeah. There's always a potato.
But, you know, we can't...
Let's not forget the old cucumber.
Yeah, that too.
It's a classic.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. We need your pledge of support. We need it now. Please.
It's how we keep bringing you all these stories, all these personalities.
We need bells of freedom. We need, for the love of God, please.
You've got this man on his knees over here.
What, Jimmy's on his knees? What?
Jimmy's always on his knees.
I was actually talking about Chris.
Oh, no. I learned a couple of weeks ago, my knees aren't Louis ready.
Mine are.
Yours always are, Jimmy.
Yeah, that bar stool didn't even help getting me up off the ground.
A few shots of cortisone and some and an oil can, and Jimmy's ready.
We'll just push him around. Let's play some music.
Let's because we've begged, we've pleaded, and all we can do is hope that
you will call in.
You'll call in.
And you said we got some country queers going
on? I got queer country music in there.
Yeehaw!
During the music, call in 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT.
And if you can't do that, go to kpft.org. Tongue twister again.
We'll be back in a little bit.
I grew up out in the country, spreading my wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. 2 little boys, 8 years old, cousins on my daddy's side, me and Bobby Wayne, friends from birth, playing out in the woods. Bobby daddy's do. Somehow I knew just what he meant, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. A little later on, 16 by now, slowly becoming me. Me and Bobby Wayne hunting in the woods, he looks at me and grins. He walks right over, grabs me by the arm, touches my face and says, come over here, let's do our grown men do. I've been doing it ever since, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, Bobby Wayne, you taught me good, 'cause we were out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally. Out in the country, spreading our wings wild and free, learning about life from Mother Nature, doing what comes naturally.
Cowboy sweetheart, I wanna learn to rope and ride. I wanna ride on the plains and the desert, out west of the great divide. I wanna hear them coyotes howling where the sun sets in the west. I wanna be a cowboy sweetheart, the life I love the best. Adio, let it be. Out west of the great divide, I want
sweetheart, the life I love the best.
Doug Stevens Oreo Country Trio. We had Doug Stevens with Out in the Country, followed by Jeff Miller, I Want to Be a Country Cowboy
Sweetheart. Want to be a Cowboy Sweetheart.
Cowboy Sweetheart, yeah. And then Doug Stevens, Cowboy Sweetheart, right here on KPFT.
No, that last one was Jeff Miller.
No, it was Doug Stevens also.
No. Wait a minute.
Right there.
Oh. So I picked two songs with yodeling?
Yes, you did.
Oh, God.
One by Jeff Miller, one by Doug Stevens. So both of them are yodelers.
You know, we were talking about yodeling before the show started there. I talked about yodeling in someone's canyon, but...
I missed that one altogether.
Apparently, it stuck in my head.
It sounds like it.
Yodeling. And you thought the only type of yodeling you'd hear on After Hours if we played the soundtrack to The Sound of Music. No.
Do we actually have that?
No, I don't think we go that far.
I don't know. Jimmy, do we have the Sound of Music soundtrack?
No.
No?
The Sound of Mucus? No.
But Julie Andrews is the J in the gay alphabet.
Really
now?
Somebody came up with this thing on YouTube. It's the gay alphabet.
Really?
And
I'm going to have to find that.
It goes, I forget what A is, but Z is zucchini.
Go figure on that one.
So that gives you a clue what...
Let me guess, sea is cucumber?
I don't remember. I know I found it on Sticky, and they sent me to the YouTube site. So if you could do a search on YouTube for Gay Alphabet, you'll find this cute little animation of that. I'm at a loss for words.
There's a first.
Yeah.
You don't get that very often at all.
Yeah. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Yeah, we're not getting a goose egg, but, you know, we need someone out there to show us some love.
We got... All the guys are still out there waiting. They'll
oh, my God. No, that's candy. I was thinking of it. Maybe a virgin actually spent money and bought some food.
That would be a first.
Yeah.
But anyway, we do need your support still.
Yeah.
I haven't heard any bells ringing.
Yeah. Bells of freedom. Bells of freedom. Bells of freedom. Yeah, it works during daytime. 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
Or if you don't want to call in, you want to do it anonymously, kpft.org.
Yeah, I don't know. Start picking some music. We need something to...
Okay. Well, why don't you talk? I'll find some music.
I'll try and talk. I started looking and even started thinking lesbian music, and it's like, eventually I'll get to it.
Well, let's just remember that, you know, I was actually being serious, you know. $50 pledge, I'll do whatever with my hair.
Oh.
$100 pledge, I will go out on a date with someone.
Oops.
713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT. No, it's not. Shut up.
It is not prostitution. I am not whoring myself.
It's the same offer we do with Amy Goodman. It's dinner and a show. Yeah, let's do some of them. Dinner and a show. You can come here. Sit by. We don't have the folding chair. We don't have the director's chair. We'll put you in a folding chair on the side. You can watch the show unfold, and whatever else we can unfold during the show,
so to speak.
So to speak.
Of course, that's a dangerous thing.
And then we'll arrange for a happy meal for you. happy ending.
How happy is that meal?
Well, the happy meal is on your own. The fun toy. Well, we provide that, but yeah.
And remember, if you line it up perfectly, you know, someone gives a sizable donation, and I do a striptease on air. So, hey.
Yeah, that does us a lot of good.
Hey, if you're on the date with me at the time, that does you a lot of good.
There you go.
It does the rest of us a lot of good, too.
Yeah.
Whoa. Michael Phelps caught smoking pot.
That's a surprise.
Alt Sports was more bothered by the sideburns.
Yeah.
Michael Phelps.
The swimmer.
I was like, duh.
The swimmer.
Okay, the swimmer build is a lot similar to the skater build, and we know that pot increases testosterone, which is what gives them all those muscles, despite the fact that they sit around most of the time. So, yeah.
Well, I don't know. Swimmer's build has kind of become a thing of the past, because there's also pictures of Ian Thorpe, the Thorpedo, and his Brazilian, quote-unquote, roommate.
Tasty.
You're listening to After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Apparently, if you're out there listening to this show, this has been After Hours Queer Radio with Attitude. Listener sponsored commercial free Pacifica Radio for the Gulf Coast, KPFT Houston, 90.1 FM, 89.5 Galveston, and always the World Wide Web at kpft.org. Asking.
We're going on our third hour.
Begging. Fourth hour.
Going on the fourth hour.
No, is it? Whatever.
Yeah, we've been here since midnight.
Yeah, unlike other people who are, you know.
What's three?
Four. We've been on since midnight.
Been on since midnight.
We're going in.
Yeah, we didn't spend the we didn't spend
our
the
fourth hour.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, we didn't spend the midnight hour walking around South Beach going, touch me. Would you please touch me? Would you please, for the love of God, just touch me?
No, we've been saying that about the phones.
Or is that your Midtown voice?
No, that's his truck stop voice.
Truck stop. I don't want to think about him climbing into the cab of any truck. Thank you.
Hey, I think it'd be kind of fun, though.
You would.
No, to travel around the U.S. doing... Yeah, that would be kind of fun, though.
All in favor of helping get his truck driver's license, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Here's a picture to scare
Jimmy.
Never
mind, anyway.
You are kind
because
of,
Jimmy is so fond of this artist.
You are kind of felt like a truck driver.
Yeah, know, I could do
Shaggy
it.
And...
That's the new sort of album cover for Morrissey.
Do you know how to drive a stick?
Oh, good. I mean, he's a genius. Of course he knows how to drive a stick.
You know what? That's not true. I don't.
It's not that hard.
That's you know, with weird. My job, I learned how to drive a stick really well.
Well, that may be true, but I look like I drive around a lot for
wow,
my job?
He's old.
No.
I can drive a stick.
We're talking about one that's attached to a car.
Okay.
Well, he doesn't even know how to drive that one either.
Yeah, you know, the scary thing, Jimmy, is, you know, that's partially the concept for the one poster I've been talking about.
Yes, I know.
Yeah, except, you know, I'm talking about using an actual radio, not a, you know, a 45.
I can travel car.
Okay, there's just something a little disappointing about it's the idea easy. That Michael Phelps would have been caught
smoking pot.
Oh, well, we're talking about, or we've anyway. Gone to that. We've got a, you know, Morrissey is coming out with a new CD.
Why?
Well, he's...
Be nice.
The, Andy Warhol called. Your 15 minutes are up.
The album, I don't know if this is the cover or the back of the album, or if this is the front of the album, I'm not sure if we're really going to see the back of the album.
The back of the album is the 33 attached to the rear.
Features four people with Morrissey. All with a very strategically placed 45.
Yeah.
For those of you who don't know what a 45 is, think of a slightly larger compact disc that was popular way back when.
Yeah.
70s, 80s.
Okay. Go to TV Land, and when Happy Days comes on,
that's a 45.
That black disc that comes down in the closing show. Yeah, that's a 45.
So the smaller one's a 33?
No, that's the larger one.
It's the number of revolutions per minute.
The large one's a 33, the small one's a 45. And they also had 72s.
78.
Oh, sorry, excuse me. I was off by six. Give me a break.
Not the first time, I'm sure.
You've been off by six
before. I have
before.
Some 78s.
Because
you are
78. 6 inches.
Because, you know.
6 inches.
You've been off by six before. This is not 6 inches.
I'll show you 6 inches.
Yes,
ooh, you promise?
I'm looking.
You promise?
We're waiting.
I want to...
Jimmy, turn around and watch the screen. I want to say...
This sounds like a
you've
discussion...
You've seen before.
Yeah. No, I haven't.
Yes, you have.
A discussion I had with my mother once, sadly enough.
No.
Yes, you have.
Yeah, she held up her thumb one day to me, and she goes, This is 6 inches. This is 6 inches. And I go, huh? I go, according to your father, this is 6 inches.
I would be slightly disturbed by that.
Yeah, me too. A
couple months ago.
Oh. Yes, Jimmy, you were there.
I was there.
You were sitting over there, and I was standing up.
I would have remembered.
No, you wouldn't.
Faces I forget.
Conversations you forget.
But that I don't.
You did it. I know you did.
All right.
Because I have made a comment about it.
Okay, let's see here.
Anyhow, moving on.
All right, let's talk about this here because we talked a little bit about it before. Daniel Radcliffe says, yes, I am a fag hag. In an interview with the Daily Beast.
Yeah.
Kevin says...
Are we getting into bestiality now?
No, we're not. Virgin. No.
Daniel Radcliffe says he relishes the attention that he gets from gay men. For a lot of straight guys, and I know I'm guilty of it sometimes, when you know a gay guy has a crush on you, it's the most flattering thing.
It should be.
Admitting to the political incorrectness of the term, Sessoms asked Radcliffe if he, like many straight actors, he's a fag hag. Actually, I think the proper term is stag hag or fag stag.
Yeah.
Or perhaps in Radcliffe's case, stallion hag. says Radcliffe, I know, I've definitely caught it. Absolutely. My mom was a casting director, my dad was a literary agent, and I was surrounded by gay men from a very young age.
Oh!
And I was the only boy in my class at school who had that kind of relationship with gay men. Most of my friends had parents who had proper jobs in banks and law firms, so none of them had been exposed to homosexuality in the way I have.
as a normal course of things. So they had a rather difficult attitude towards it than I. They also discussed Radcliffe's Brit rival for the hearts of movie fans, Twilight's Robert Pattinson. Says Radcliffe, "I don't have his number, so I haven't spoken to him, but I can safely say that he is insisting that girls would choose me over him, that they would not. That they do not, he is much prettier and can be much more charming, and that he can do that thing of being sultry and sexy, and I don't know how to be sexy."
Ah! Oh, please. All he's got to do is take his shirt off.
By the way, that guy just cut off all his hair.
Did he now?
Mm-hmm. Really?
Oh, that's pretty sad.
Yeah, the guy from Twilight just cut off all his hair.
Anyway.
And you can
he was pretty.
And you can see the picture they've been showing with Dan Radcliffe here where he got his caricature drawn for him at Sardi's restaurant.
Oh. Yeah. And there's a classic.
He's got this, you know, he's got what he's trying to grow of a beard.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's...
it's kind of cute.
And those blue eyes are just drawing me in. It's... I'll admit, I'm drawn to eyes and the nose.
I want one.
Why nose?
It's just... there's something about it. It's, if it's got that little pointy nose, you know, like if it was a piece of clay and you took it and squeezed it and scooped it up just a little bit, for some reason that's... that gets me more than a bulge in the pants. Okay, I've got a Kleenex.
I'm speechless.
I've got a Kleenex finish.
Yeah, I'm speechless.
Hey, you know. But see, also this thing, it's a lot easier staring at someone's eyes and nose than is it their crotch. Because, you know, if that wasn't the case, then the Tomball High School basketball team would have beat the hell out of me yesterday at lunch. Go team!
I bet that's what you would have liked to have said them in another situation, but anyway.
Well, it was Wendy's. I was willing to offer a Frosty.
I thought you were the one getting the Frosty.
No, I just look like Frosty.
He was offering up the glaze.
As I said before, Ian Thorpe, the Thorpedo, supposedly has a Brazilian housemate and roommate. They haven't had any good pictures of him, and the Thorpedo's kind of let it go. You know, he's no longer a Thorpedo. He's more of a Thor submarine.
Yikes.
You know, he's got some sleekness to it, but a cute little Brazilian guy, and they finally dug up a picture of him, and this big old paw on his shoulder is Ian Thorpe's. For some reason, they cut it out. But,
Who's Ian Thorpe?
Yeah. Ian Thorpe is the Australian. He was the straight Australian swimmer that everyone knows about.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you see, he's put on a tad bit, but that's the Brazilian boy.
And what's the deal about the Brazilian boy?
It's his quote unquote roommate.
Oh. Is that what they're calling it these days?
Oh, yeah.
At least in Australia.
Let's see here. Glad announced the 20th annual awards. Gee, I wonder if Milk got a nomination.
I heard Milk got nominated, didn't he?
No, not Academy's Glad Awards.
Got Milk? Awards.
Yeah, no, the Academy Awards haven't been announced yet.
They have.
The nominees? Yeah, I was trying to.
Milk got 8 nominations. Something like 8 nominations.
Really?
It's up for director, actor, and movie. I think screenplay, too.
Yeah.
Good. I just work at a movie store.
I have the screenplay.
Think you would know.
That boy's cute.
You would think. He gets those movies after they've gotten to DVD.
Yeah. The one thing I didn't realize this. The one movie they're talking about, Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, yeah?
Out of India. I remember hearing them talk about the fact that the actor in it is not Indian. He's actually an English.
Yeah.
He was born in England. Didn't realize he was on a television show that I enjoy watching, that if you watch the show, you actually get to see his butt.
EastEnders?
No. Skins.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. The 20th Annual Glad Media Awards. Outstanding film wide release. Brideshead Revisited. Milk. Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist. Rock and Rolla. And Vicky Cristina Barcelona.
There's one or two there I've never heard of.
Which ones? Well, Nick and Nora's Infinite Playlist was... that's kind of like the next vehicle in the super bad Juno theme. That's right. Michael Cera is in that, and he plays a straight member of a queer core band. Which is basically a gay punk band.
He's growing on me slowly.
Oh, I've.
Wow,
I guess the way that everyone talks about me, and that would be a surprise. I liked seeing him when he was on Arrested Development, I don't know how many years ago.
Oh, yeah.
On Fox.
I think it was cute.
But then again, I thought it was cute. Yeah, I still thought, even though he knows of my taste, I still think Jason Bateman's cute.
Yeah, he is.
The scary thing is that I find out he's older than me. Outstanding Film Limited release, The Edge of Heaven. Noah's Ark, Jumping the Broom. Save Me. Shelter, and XXY.
Noah's Ark.
XXY. Noah's Ark is... think queer as folk for the African-American community.
It's the jumping the broom part that got me in that statement. Not Noah's.
They were getting married.
I know what it's about, because I know what jumping the broom means. Yeah. Pagan child. I know what the phrase means.
Outstanding drama.
Outstanding series drama.
Drama.
And the nominees are Brothers and Sisters, L Word, South of Nowhere.
Never seen it.
That's on the N. That's Nickelodeon for teenagers.
Okay.
Well, Torchwood.
Torchwood. Oh, yeah.
And True Blood.
Haven't seen it.
I haven't either. I've heard it was fairly decent.
True Blood.
Yeah,
I haven't seen it because I don't have HBO.
Isn't that one?
Yeah, I know, me too.
Isn't True Blood the vampire one?
Yes,
it's the vampire without the sex and not as much violence, I think.
And here's my problem: they found a serum so that they don't have to drink human blood. You're not vampires, then. Get over it.
What
exactly?
You're just some kid.
That's
who
my
drinks,
point.
Who sits around and drinks coffee and smokes cigarettes all night?
Exactly. that's me every night.
Outstanding comedy series: Desperate Housewives, Greek, God Help. I feel sorry for Pat Robertson to realize the network, cable network that he sold, has a show on it, an original programming show, nominated on the Gay Awards.
About frats?
Fraternities, yeah.
Yep.
Greek. It's a college show with a couple of gay characters in that. The Reaper.
Oh, look, your favorite show.
Yes, coming up next year. Skins on BBC America. It's had a couple of gay characters in it. And Ugly Betty, which is going on hiatus.
Uh-oh.
Oops.
That's not good.
That's never a good word.
Outstanding individual episode in a series without a regular character. Supernatural, Life on Mars, Ghost Whisperer, ER, and The New Adventures of Old Christine.
ER's still on the air?
Last year.
This is their last season. Yay.
I thought their last season was like 5 years ago.
No, that was their last good season.
This is their last season. You know what's funny is for a while there, I had gotten hooked on it on the syndications. You know, when they did it on TNT?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I just remember watching that when I was like 5 with my mother.
I think that started when I was in high school.
And that's like 15 years later now?
Yeah.
Stop it. You're making me feel older than I am.
I love you all.
Don't make me hurt.
Outstanding reality program.
You got your stick over there?
America's Next Top Model. I Want to Work for Diddy.
Why?
Kathy Griffin, My Life on the D-List.
Yeah.
Woohoo!
Shirts and Skins.
Hot.
And Trans-American Love Story.
I'm surprised Real World Brooklyn didn't make it on there. They have a post-op.
I don't think it's been on long enough.
Huh?
I don't think they've been on long enough to be part of the season. Mm. They may get in there for next season. Yeah. I'll admit, I've watched a couple of episodes of Shirts and Skins and Trans-American Love Story. That's about it on those.
No cable, so. Wow. That's a short list on that category.
Outstanding Daily Drama. All My Children and As the World Turns. Lesbian or gay male? That's it. That's your choice.
That's
the lesbians on All My Children or the gay guys on As the World Turns, who actually had sex recently.
Yeah, I saw that clip on YouTube.
You know.
And you know, I'd gone to gay.com, and right there on the homepage they talked about it, and I was like, I clicked on the link and I read the story, and then I went and watched the clip. It was
okay. Somebody has to pull that one up somewhere for me, because I haven't seen that. And I watched that show.
I guess it was a fleeting moment. They broke up. They had a fight, and then they got back together and started making out in front of some restaurant. And the male-female couple came up, and the guy was all giddy, going, oh, I can't believe they're back together. And well, it was the guy who did it, not the girl. And then
Merlin may be able to correct me on it, but from what I understand, they've been together, broke up, been together, broke up, been together, broke up.
Hello, they're a gay couple.
It's a soap opera.
I mean, it's like, hello, make up our minds.
And at one point, one of their fathers shot the other one and shot the boyfriend. And
what?
Yeah, there was...
It's a daytime soap we don't watch.
One of the two characters had a military father who, for a while, pretended to be okay with the whole my son is gay thing. And then he took him out to the woods and shot the boyfriend. Yeah.
Oh, like a good soap opera should.
Put him in a wheelchair for a while. But, yeah, it was
interesting.
Nothing says I love you than double aught.
Yeah. Nothing, exactly.
Like, fuck shot in the rear.
Outstanding talk show episode. Don't Ruin My Gay Wedding by Tyra Banks. Ellen and Portia's Wedding Day on the Ellen DeGeneres Show. Gays in the Ghetto on Tyra Banks. The Pregnant Man on Oprah. And Transgender Triumphs on the Tyra Banks Show.
Tyra Banks had one recently about men who are gay for pay in the porn industry. It was really interesting.
Oh, that does sound really interesting.
Anybody getting the feeling that Tyra's sort of getting this gay obsession?
Well,
nah.
She's...
And? Really, it's kind of nice to have somebody out there to...
Bring it up. Besides
us.
She's fierce.
Yes, but does it have to be Tyra Banks?
Because she's fierce.
I don't get to watch daytime TV anymore, so...
Keith Olbermann is up for a GLAAD award.
Yay.
For his tirade?
Yes. Outstanding TV Journalism Segment.
Yay.
Cool.
Special Comment Prop 8 on Countdown by Keith Olbermann was nominated.
Good.
I hope he wins.
And here's a twisted part. There's actually an out, not out lesbian also on there. Rachel Maddow, Rick Warren, Change We Can Believe In. Yeah, she doesn't act lesbian. I've seen more pro-gay stuff coming off of Keith Olbermann's show than I do on Rachel Maddow.
You know, I think I saw that clip.
Then they also have Gay in Cuba on The Situation Room on CNN, Bishop in the Eye of the Storm on The Today Show, and Taking to the Streets on Good Morning America Weekend.
I'm not entirely sure I'd want to be gay in Cuba, but okay.
But they are down there.
But Cubans produce some hot boys.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Hey.
Outstanding newspaper overall coverage.
Hmm.
The Denver Post. I can see that.
Okay.
The Des Moines Register?
What?
Des Moines?
I believe they got... corn and cornholing confused in
okay.
And for those of you at home, there is a game called cornholing.
Yeah, I played it many times.
I bet you have.
It involves a box with a hole in it.
Oh yeah.
Oh, that sounds kind of hard.
And a bean bag.
What?
That you throw and try and land. It's like horseshoes.
Oh.
But instead of wrapping it around the pole, you have to get it in the hole.
Isn't it all the same thing?
Yeah.
Like a glory hole.
But it seems to
is that a glory hole?
No.
And holes.
And
poles. Outstanding music artists, and we play none of them.
Who?
Jay Brannon for Goddamned. Hercules and Love Affair, Katie Lang, Watershed, The Magnetic Field.
We have played that, but not in a long time.
And Sam Sparrow.
Nope.
Outstanding comic book, The Alcoholic, Buffy the Vampire Slayer, Final Crisis, Secret Six, Young Avengers, and Cornell. Wow. That was a weird one.
Which one are you
thinking? And how many awards did they give out?
The Buffy thing?
Buffy thing.
Do you know how large the fan base is for Buffy is? That is,
it's humongous.
Fan basis. Yeah.
It's just absolutely
that whole Willow
huge.
Thing
that, the Willow thing?
Yeah, though, definitely
Spike.
The Willow thing.
Spike?
People have a thing about Spike.
Oh.
No, he was cute.
Well, and
oh, yeah, he was cute, but he was dumb.
And the fanfic basis and the vast amount of non-heterosexual sex that goes on in there.
Right now, there's a lot of stars who actually hail from, like, England or Australia who fake an American accent. The guy who played Spike did it in reverse. He doesn't have an English accent, and he did an absolutely brilliant one on Buffy.
Here's some interesting ones, some categories that I think is kind of impressive with what we talked about earlier here. Outstanding advertising, electronic. I Don't Judge by IKEA.
Oh.
They've always been. Logo Unbuttoned by Levi's. They sponsor a show where basically they show unedited programming. They call it Unbuttoned.
Oh, cool.
Market by Chemistry.com, who had all those great ones there, you know, the cute guy looking at a Playboy going, no, this doesn't do anything for me, and goes, rejected by eHarmony.
Yes, I've seen those. Those are brilliant.
We All Walk in Different Shoes, Nina Poon, by Kenneth Cole.
Yeah.
Rugby Drinking Party by Jawbone. I've got to find that one out. That sounds interesting. That sounds like something I've seen on XTube.
if you find it, email it to me.
Those rugby boys love to get naked.
Outstanding advertising, print media. First comes love, then comes marriage. Macy's. Home for the Holidays. Swanson. They caught some flack for this. For having... it was for the broth used in their stuffing. It had a commercial. It had a print media that had two women in the kitchen.
Oh.
Yeah, you mentioned that back in December.
God,
yeah.
Two women in the kitchen.
Usually it was my grandma and my mom. In the kitchen.
I know.
I was going to say, I don't want to think about that.
Or your aunts, you know.
Rings by Paris Las Vegas, the casino.
I have seen those.
We All Walk in Different Shoes, Nina Poon and Robert Jason by Kenneth Cole. And Will You Marry Me by Absolute Vodka.
Aww.
They've been a great supporter of the community.
Yes, they have. For years.
And they do a lot of ads in The Advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Has anybody seen that commercial for, it's like some kind of TV programming thing that where, you know, some digital thing or whatever. It's some TV programming thing. And you can flip through... you can do things on every TV in your house through one... And there's the Asian guy and his best friend. And I mean, I'm sorry, but the first couple of those commercials had a really gay sort of feel. It's like, You love your more than me. I was like, it was just hysterical. I was like, that's as close to a gay thing as they. It was just cool. Anyhow.
We now have a new word to enter into the lexicon.
Yes, we do.
Oh, boy. Ew, I want to know.
I'm afraid.
You should be.
Where's it
that's
at?
That's hot.
Yeah. Several years ago, columnist Dan Savage of Savage Love, which you can sometimes read in the Houston Press, got a little, you know, started coming up with words for our community they haven't heard of. First one that came out was pegging, which is the term when a woman uses a strap on to penetrate her male partner. Well, he got a little frustrated several years later when Senator Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania decided to equate homosexuality with bestiality, with every other thing bad in the world. So he invited his readers to come up with a term to honor Rick Santorum.
Yes, I remember this.
For those of you who don't know what it is, you can go Google it. If you Google in Santorum, you're going to get the website Spreading Santorum. Basically, in the politest terms, I think, would be the afterbirth of really good sex.
Yep. Something like that.
Something like that. That's about as cleaned up as you can get for this term. Well,
okay.
No, I don't. There's no pictures. Trust me, they're not going to show a picture of Santorum.
Of course not.
I was wondering what the word was.
The word now is because he wanted to find some way to give a demonstration of Rick Warren.
Oh.
And so now, entering into our lexicon, saddlebacking.
Saddlebacking.
It's a verb
from the Saddleback Church.
Yes. Coming from variant of Saddleback Church 2009. The phenomenon of Christian teens engaging in unprotected anal sex in order to preserve their virginities.
Oh. This is straight teens.
I really wondered how long it would take somebody to run with the name of that church.
Yes.
Can I get that used in a sentence? Sure, Billy.
Sure.
After attending the purity ball, Heather and Bill saddlebacked all night because she's saving herself for marriage. Unfortunately, her parents found out because they got Santorum all over the sheets.
Ouch.
Whoa.
Oh, that's
beautiful.
Now,
does that explain it?
The interesting thing is that, this made a little bit of other news coverage that they followed up on there with one magazine saying they had definitions you couldn't print. Well, we can't tell you what the other options were for saddlebacking were because you couldn't print those. Dan Savage is in a newspaper in Seattle, Washington. So when he printed it in his paper, it was printed in the paper. And like I said, it's called The Stranger, which is basically their version of the press that we have here. So his other, he has a lot of other choices of, saddlebacking there. Literal saddlebacking would mean having anal sex without a condom. Saddleback to submit someone to any kind of humiliating, unreciprocal sex act. Saddle acquisition involves, that's frottage.
Actually, you read that first one wrong.
I did?
Yeah.
Logically, if barebacking means butt sex with no condom, then saddlebacking should
mean having
butt sex with a condom.
Yeah.
To saddleback is to rail against gay sex in public while secretly indulging in the same act. In private, Ted Haggard, total saddlebagger, Larry Craig, saddlebacker, Rick Warren, probably a saddlebacker. Then the version that actually won, the Christian teens engaging in that. Saddleback to on the back of the partner of the culmination. That's
if only Sarah Palin's daughter had been saddlebacking.
Yes.
True and story.
As before invited to give the invocation, Mr. Warren was most noted for his book, The Purpose-Driven Life. Therefore, to saddleback is to net with purpose, i.e. to procreate. A heterosexual couple asked if they're having children could reply, no, we're not ready for kids yet, but we'll probably saddlebacking next year. And so this was put to a vote of his readership, and what had won was the phenomenon of Christian teens engaging in unprotected anal sex to preserve their virginities.
It doesn't matter what hole you stick it in.
Well, in a way, that's where, if you ever heard the term Greek for anal sex comes from, is the fact that back in the day, you put it there so you would not break the hymen if she had a hymen to begin with, but that you parked the pink Cadillac in the rear garage because the front one needed to be saved for a fancier car.
Yeah.
Is that clean enough?
Wow, that was impressive.
At least we know the Catholics aren't doing this.
Yeah.
So where else, ladies and gentlemen,
where else are you going to hear someone talking about saddlebacking? Call in your pledge of support, 713-526-5738, 713-JAM-KPFT, or go to kpft.org. Let us know you're out there. Stop saddlebacking and give us a call. If not for us, do it for the children.
Give us a call and you could saddleback me.
See, originally I heard the stuff with saddleback. They said, you know, that saddleback is, you know, the church where the guys from Brokeback Mountain would have gotten married if it was allowed.
There you go.
You'd almost hear the twang. But you know, so now,
that springs.
So now Rick Warren has joined Rick Santorum in the list of pompous Ricks out there who have entered our lexicon.
Wow.
On that.
I got into a rather extended conversation with Scott this week about the about that god-awful poem that they did at the inauguration.
Oh. My poem, anyway.
We've heard about that one.
Not everybody has, and we're going to keep it that way.
Uh-oh.
So, why don't we step out and give you a chance to call in your pledge support, 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT.
We're going to keep playing some fag tunes now?
Oh, yeah. Keep playing fag tunes. We're going to give you a little...
call and join our three anonymous pledges that we've had so far tonight.
Yay.
And so call
Thank
in.
Thank you.
And put a little Pansy Division in your ear, and we'll be right back.
He's into sports, looks good in shorts, but you're just another game to him. I've seen his type, seen him all my life, always pulling for the side that's winning. You need someone who cares, so don't look over there. I can show you what you've been missing. Who treats you right? I do, baby. Who treats you right? I do, baby. I
Triple shot of Pansy Division. We're watching this funny video on YouTube. Once he gets back with all this weird stuff. It's Japanese, but the choreography that they have in here, especially considering what you can and can't show in Japanese culture.
It is interesting looking.
It's a little fan dance these guys do. The music is horrible. That they have in here, but it's a bunch of naked Japanese guys with fans who basically do a burlesque dance that you don't see anything.
All they're wearing is socks.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to look that up.
But like I said, their music is...
Japanese
fan band. And like I said, considering Japanese culture, you can't even show the pubic area.
It's the hair.
It's the hair. The pubic hair you can't show. And like I said, the music is just
awful.
It's awful, yeah.
Who is it?
DJ Ozma.
Oh, okay.
And the song is called Drinking Boys.
Ozma, wasn't that a place in, or a person? Is it a bicycle?
But you can go ahead and cut this, the audio
we've subjected the audience to enough.
You mean subjected all of us to enough?
It's interesting.
It's cute, but the fact...
Oh my God, they didn't.
What'd they do?
They just dropped their balls.
But now it goes into a scene where they're being covered over with fans, and they're doing playing
that
volleyball.
Earlier in life?
Oh my goodness.
No, they looked about the right age.
I like to say, it's one of those things I found off of one of the websites we use for information. But these guys are, dancing with fans and covering themselves over quite well. They probably have a sock on, a third sock. I wouldn't doubt it with their choreography, but, if you're into Asian butts, you'll get to see plenty on here, because we can show that.
Anybody know who created the fan dance in America?
Well,
Sally Rand.
But here they're doing double Dutch rope. It's only one.
It's only one jump rope there.
The fact that they're able to keep everything covered.
Yes.
The music is horrible. The choreography.
It's fantastic.
It's just now they go down to one fan. Just wait, baseball's coming up. Here we go.
Oddly enough, I hear the word fan dance, and I'm thinking of Uhura really god awful Trek movie.
Anyway. And there's a good drag queen tuck and cover.
tuck and cover.
Some of the sources that we use to get our information, we don't go to your normal mainstream interesting sources. The one thing we use most often around here is a site called Toleroad, TOWLEROAD.com. Recent award winner, in fact.
Which is an actual street in London.
It could be. This is named for the guy who's the founder of this site, Andy Toll. He's the winner of the 2008 Weblog Awards for Best LGBT Blog. And it's a site with homosexual tendencies. We also find stuff, strangely enough, some of the stuff we pulled off of was from the sticky portion of Queer Click, which is definitely not safe for work. That.
Whatever happened to Daily Rotten?
Sometimes they're good, sometimes they're not. We got some time left.
We got a few minutes.
Daily Rotten is who we started with. Those were, they were really...
They had really good, high-class garbage.
What?
There's some really interesting pictures on that one website, though.
February 1st, Texas secedes from the Union. Yay! And since the Articles of Statehood passed by the U.S. Congress gave us that right, we were the only state who was legally allowed to secede from the Union. I'm waiting for us to break up into those five smaller states, so maybe we'll have one that gives us rights.
Woohoo!
Yeah,
So what, we seceded? What? Let me know that.
Civil War.
1861. Civil War, darling. 1861.
Ew.
Chris, did you hear about the announcement?
I know we can be our own state.
Anise Parker is going to make it official Monday.
Honey, I've already heard her make an announcement about that.
We talked about that last week. Yeah, but she's going to make it official to the straight community.
Yeah. She came out of the closet as a mayoral candidate. Was it 2 weeks ago at the Rhesus enthronement?
We discussed that, I remember.
Well, there's a place.
She's going to make it official on... I think Monday.
Toddler chokes on a used condom.
You.
Oh my God!
Disgusting on so many levels.
But so funny. Very many levels.
But it was funny.
One time when a condom does not make it safer.
Naked German folk perplex neutral Swiss. A Swiss Alpine village is trying to ban an unwelcome German invasion. Nudist ramblers who have taken a liking to hiking with nothing on but a rucksack on their back.
Interesting.
Officials in Appenzell are instituting a fixed fine for anyone caught in the mountainside wearing just a pair of boots.
Sounds like a weekend at Beltane.
Now, that's a fine on top of the poison ivy, right?
Well, that's if you're allergic to poison ivy.
How stiff is it?
That's when you pay for it twice. Right there.
I got a friend of mine that does nude hiking in Arizona.
poisonous testicles.
Poisonous testicles leave seven sickened.
What?
Seven diners in northern Japan fell ill when three remained hospitalized Tuesday after eating blowfish testicles prepared in a restaurant not authorized to serve the poisonous delicacy.
It's a blowfish. How big could they possibly be?
Not the point. It's that it comes from a blowfish.
Yeah, blowfish are poisonous by themselves.
I know what they look like. They're nasty little things.
So their testicles are like the venom sac of a snake. Or so I assume.
When I was a kid, my brother had a shellacked blowfish that was all blown up.
Now, I was wondering about this story when I first read the
article,
the proposed title of it. There's one thing about the Daily Rotten is you get to suggest the title you want to call the article. Okay. This person renamed the title, I Woke Up and My Ass Was Hurting.
You know, one time in band.
One time at band camp?
Uh-huh.
A 53-year-old Longmont woman, which is Colorado, was arrested Wednesday on suspicion that she drugged a male friend during a backyard barbecue and then raped him.
Okay.
Class 3 felony. She reports female-on-male rape is very rare. One victim's advocate said it was only the second local instance they could remember happening within the past decade. She allegedly took unwanted advantage of this friend in a manner he did not want or approve of. The police report released Thursday detailed the graphic allegations. The man reported he was at a barbecue. He felt funny after some drinks, which he later told investigators were drugged. He went inside and passed out. About a half hour later, he claims he awoke with a painful sensation. He said he remembered waking up intermittently and the woman's hands in him.
Oh.
Hands?
In him,
multiple.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Hand? Well,
hopefully it was alternating.
Was she trying to make him into a puppet?
Yeah.
Hey, clap. Puppet.
Clap on.
See, my story much more innocent.
Yeah,
he could not fully wake up.
There's nothing innocent about you, Mikey.
Nope.
He remembered the woman telling him, "It's okay, go back to sleep." He recalled waking up the next morning to find the woman sleeping next to him, his shirt covered in blood and lotion, and a bottle of Lubriderm on the table next to her.
Ow.
Ew.
In response to his questions about what happened, she asked, "What did I do? Kill somebody?" They had coffee together and she left. She apologized later on to him that she drugged him. I guess that's not.
But nice not part. For the other part.
Of course not.
No. Those folks don't apologize for that.
Somebody hacked into the road signs over in Austin recently.
Oh, really?
I want to hear this.
Austin drivers making their morning commute weren't surprised when two road signs on a busy stretch of road were taken over by hackers. The signs usually warn drivers of upcoming construction, but Monday they warned of zombies ahead.
Oh my God, that's awesome! I miss Austin so much.
It's a zombies in area, run!
Oh my God. And the other one warned people that it was Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies.
That's funny.
Oh my God!
I wish I could have been there.
They're still trying to find.
What was that trauma production? Nazi something must... Nazi surfers must die? Yeah. That was... Yeah.
Hitler on ice?
You know, and we were just speaking about the Zombie Survival Guide earlier.
Yes, there we were.
Yes.
It's a very valuable book. Michael suggests picking one up.
God knows on the streets of this town you could find a lot of zombies.
Well, yeah, that's true. And one day
like
they will take over
for
the
Hitler,
earth.
Hitler, you know.
That's springtime.
Oh, springtime. Whatever. Close enough.
No, it's about 3 months off.
But it's close.
Exactly.
Nothing good, huh?
But it's so close.
Just basic kind of, you know, not finding anything that's...
Drunken studs prove best.
Rather than curbing a man's prowess in bed, the new research in Australia, go figure, claims that alcohol can actually improve sexual performance.
New findings
are based on a study of
1,500 with that guy in mind.
Australian men carried out by Western Australia's Keogh Institute for Medical Research and published in the Journal of Sexual Medicine.
Alrighty then.
Isn't that the I knew I should have went home with that.
Somebody's drinking way too much cactus juice.
Up to a point it does.
Journal of Sexual Medicine. Isn't that the subtitle for Hustler?
Or Playboy.
Because the alcohol...
Playgirl.
Playgirl.
Take away your inhibitions, but too much alcohol takes away your erections.
Yeah, true story. Yeah.
Oh, here we go, here we go, here we go.
Oh, he's got something
good. Hey, hey, hey.
We always love to finish on a high note.
Of course.
Okay. Is this like a 420 high note? Because we're about 30 minutes off.
Oh.
38
oh,
no. minutes.
Oh, my God.
What?
I want to see. I want to know.
No.
Come on.
Dateline England.
Oh, they have a dateline?
Don't you know it's something like this has to come from England? A feisty raccoon has bitten off a pervert's penis as he was attempting to rape the animal.
Smart animal.
Alexander Kurlov, 44, was on a drunken weekend with pals when he leapt on the terrified but toothy fur ball. When I saw the raccoon, I thought I'd have some fun, he told the casualty surgeons in Moscow.
Is that a picture of the victim?
No. Now Russian plastic surgeons are trying to restore his mangled manhood.
He should deserve to live without it.
Yeah. He's been told he can get things working again, but they can't sew on with a raccoon bit off, said a pal. That's gone forever, so there's not going to be much of them left to work with. That was his friend.
Well,
saying.
If he was going to fit it in a raccoon anyway, there wasn't much to start with
much
either.
To work with in the first place,
right? Now I love the fact.
Not
that
if he could put it in a raccoon.
If you're dumb enough to do that to a raccoon, you deserve what you get.
So, ladies,
I don't
and
know.
Gentlemen,
I've seen some really weird stuff before. Like one time, I don't remember what movie it was in, but there was a scene of someone doing a cat.
Oh,
yikes.
No.
Ladies and gentlemen, please, if you're out there and you're thinking of having sexual relations with a raccoon, please remember, sodomy, not oral. There's no teeth back there. The more you know.
And knowing is just half the battle.
Yeah.
Following.
Good night, kids.
But you love it. Yeah, I like I said, I love the fact of when you get these news articles and they link you to other ones. Apparently, the Sun in England has 4 stories on raccoons.
Oh my lord! Oh my god!
Wow!
I love the picture. The caption here, they got a picture of a raccoon and it says "No means no."
That reminds me of the shirt I'm getting.
No means yes?
No. No.
Good version, no means yes.
True.
It's going to be the dictionary setup, and it says no, the word that makes sex rape.
On that note, here's your last opportunity to call
That's
in.
That's cute. I like that.
Your pleasure support here to KPFT, and especially to, well, last timing pleasure support in here to After Hours. KPFT pledge is going to be going until I think about 5 o'clock this evening. Thank you to all of our anonymi who put in the pledge of support that we were able to get a little higher. But now is your opportunity to call in 713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. Let us know you're out there. Show us some love. And we appreciate that. We will be back again next week.
At midnight.
God, hopefully. Hopefully Ernesto wasn't listening. We'll be back at midnight next week, and we hope you'll be able to join us. That'll be the first week of the month, so we will have Hatch here.
Yes.
We need to contact them and let them know to come early.
Mm-hmm.
And all the rest of the regular irregulars we have that come here to the show.
All of our deviants.
I'm fairly regular, thank you.
You've heard of the Baker Street irregulars? We're the Lovett Street irregulars.
Ain't that the truth?
We're so irregular, Mucinex, or not Mucinex. Metamucil would help us.
And I love all my regular irregulars.
Thank you.
And we love you too, Jimmy.
We love you too.
Jimmy's kissing up for something. What is it?
Who knows?
713-526-5738. 713-JAM-KPFT. or kpft.org.
Do we have some music to go us out by? Or?
Oh, well, Jimmy's put everything
Jimmy's
up
Jimmy's put all of everything
I
up.
I put it away, yes. Well, now you're good.
Because we still got three.
Here, grab the CD case over there. Right there on the
black thing.
Oh.
Oh, mercy.
The big black thing.
Bow. We're all going to burn.
Bow, bow.
Bow, bow, bow.
Oh, here, stick that in.
Proud.
Yeah.
That's what she said.
Number four, we'll play a little bit of it there.
And we're going to go out with this, and it's one of my favorite all-time tunes.
Heather Small with Proud. Uh-huh. Show Your Pride. What have you done today to show your pride? Go ahead, cue up in the background.
We hope it's been because you called 713-526-5738.
713-JAM-KPFT.
Or kpft.org.
You are listening to After Hours. Coming up at the top of the hour here at the end of the song, Zydeco Pasale.
John John's in the house.
This is KPFT Houston.
I look into the window of my mind. Reflections of the fears I know. Step out of the ordinary. I can feel my soul ascending. I'm on my way. Can't stop me now. And you can do the same. Yeah. What have you done today to make you feel proud? It's never.
Free program you just heard was paid for by the listener members of KPFT Houston. If you're not already a KPFT member, we encourage you to join with us in keeping free speech alive by becoming one. Basic membership is still $35 a year. You don't have to, but you'll feel better. Thanks for listening.